Welcome to Video Game Play-by-Play. Here I am, I'm Ethan Cowgill, joined with my co-host, Andrew McCulloch. Andrew, why don't you go ahead and greet people?
People, what's going on? It's a lovely cold day outside here in late January. Of course, in the Midwest, the weather here is, it's not very nice, but, you know, that's all right. Here, we're going to play a classic Nintendo game for you, Ethan. How about you tell them what we're going to be playing?
All right, well, what we're going to do here, we're going to play-by-play video game style. We're going to be playing some games. We're going to take turns at desk. You know how it goes when you're on the couch with friends and you're strategizing and you're playing games and you're seeing what you can do. So we thought, well, why don't we put this in a podcast form and see how this goes and relay our experience to you. We're going to look at some classic original Nintendo games on the original NES system. So I thought we'd start off, we'd play some Castlevania and see how it goes from there.
Castlevania. I don't think I've ever played this game.
Really?
Yes.
This is a series that's been around for a long time, since 1987. There's been some for the Super Nintendo, current generation consoles. It's a very popular game series. So we're playing here. We're playing on like an emulator type thing with a keyboard. So it'd be a little bit of an adjustment period, just learning the controls here. That's going to be the hardest part. Just getting adjusted to the controls.
Right.
The keyboard.
Yeah.
I think. All right. So we're using the arrow keys, A on the keyboard and S jumps. And the good thing about Nintendo games, like the original Nintendo games, there's only two buttons. Like, only
yeah,
two buttons you have to worry
about. There's not
a
lot of things required in a...
But, I mean, these games are hard as hell, these older games.
They are.
Because there's so much trial and error. Although I've been playing a lot of this, so I'll be able to go through it quicker than you might think. But the idea here, we're in a castle, Dracula's castle. We're killing zombies. And we got to go kill... The end goal is to kill Dracula.
Kill Dracula.
There's some dogs up here that are going to come run at us. Damn it. You can time this so that you can jump.
And they'll run right past you?
Yeah. Damn it. I've been watching a lot of speedruns of this game. And I'll try to do some of the stuff that they do. But then it's a lot harder than it looks. And I end up screwing myself over. Climb up the
stairs.
See, the thing is, you could accidentally go over there and you wouldn't even know. So you'd have to retrace your steps. And here's another one. Here's a nice little strat here. You can jump over this little bat. You gotta wait for it. Damn it.
Are there any other skills or objectives to this game? Like collecting any kind of certain thing?
Well, you collect hearts and then you can throw your sub weapon. You can throw your sub weapon. And there's different sub weapons you can have. But that's really about all the mechanics that there are. Let's see here. It's hard to pull off.
Understandable.
It's a lot different when you're playing on a different screen than you are at home.
yeah, for sure. Where do you think this game would rank? On your list of original.
I like Castlevania games a lot. I've been playing. Oh, there you go. See, normally what you do is you go down these stairs and there's a different room and you come up these stairs. But you can do that and
save some time.
Yes. People who are speedrunners can do that on their first try, but
we don't hold that skill set, do we?
I wasn't blessed with the talent, good skill set here. I'm gonna die here and that's not good. But you get lives, so you're all right. And checkpoints and all that good stuff. What games have you been playing anything recently? Any games that you've been playing?
Not a lot, to be honest with you.
I know you always talk to me about 2K, how you're always playing.
I play 2K a lot.
Dishing out dimes.
Triple doubles. Okay.
Now it's your turn.
I'm going to have to get, yeah.
So it's A, S, and A. All right, so okay. We just died to the bat, which is, oh, crap. This is going to be... it's funny to watch people play this for the first time and see how they approach it.
Yeah. Well, how do you go up those stairs?
You got to press up.
You got to press up.
When you're near it.
I got it. I'm already getting these buttons confused.
You're going to die to the zombies.
I'm already getting the buttons confused, man. My bad, all right? It's hard.
This guy is so good at Mario Golf, and he can't get upstairs at Castlevania.
Lay off.
But you can whip those torches.
What is this? Is the boss?
Yeah, it's the boss. He's got a health up here.
I got him.
You're having a lot of trouble. You're gonna. You gotta jump. You can jump and like jump forward if you hold down forward as you're jumping.
Yeah, I know. I'm not used to playing a game on a keyboard.
I know. It's,
like this.
It's a rough adjustment. You're getting closer to the timing. You're gonna run out of time.
Well, I can't help that. I've never played. And he's not even attacking me anymore. He's just standing there like he's trolling me.
All right, I'll show you how this is done.
Do it.
I think I got it better. The key to this boss, he's a pain if you don't have the right sub-weapon. Get into whip, you get whip upgrades. I keep confusing my attack. You get this little axe, and this is going to help. Oh, crap. I didn't mean to jump. You get this axe, and this is going to help. And these little hearts are like your magic power. So if you want to throw an axe, it costs one heart.
This game should be played on Valentine's Day.
I got you. At first, I didn't understand. So then it has a little arc to it. Damn it.
And what button do you press for that?
Up and attack.
Up and attack.
And you're just going to do this. Wait till he comes over.
Yeah, he's trolling you right now. He's being lazy.
This is like a handicap play with the keyboard. There we go. We got him. First boss down. I haven't beaten this game yet. I've been working on it. Like every so often, I'll go home on my lunch break, and I'll play this on my computer, and I'll get so close. There's a really hard part near the end of the game that just like completely kills my morale. So we moved on to the next section. I love the music in these older games.
It's always quirky.
Yeah, it's got personality to it. I kind of like listening to like people will do like current modern day remixes of them, and I like hearing that too.
So do I.
This is what I love. This guy right here just keeps walking back and forth. Like, what is his job?
That's his objective.
like, what are you patrolling, dude? And he can't get out. He's just stuck in that corner. More bosses. What do you think I know you're big into Mario, and I jumped into it. What's your favorite Mario game?
Oh, man. That's a tough one. Probably my favorite Super Mario game of all time is probably Super Mario World.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I was always into World more than I was into, you know, Super Mario Bros.
Yeah.
The classic, you know, Super Mario Bros.
I think the first Super Mario game that I remember playing was... We had Super Mario All-Stars... It was like the big compilation with all of them. And then I remember playing Super Mario 2 a lot, which is really, it's a really different game from kind of how most of the other Marios where you, like it's just like normal platforming. This is like where you jump. Now this part can be a pain. Fuck.
I'm sure I'm going to do so much better. Yeah, see, that's the problem. You set me up to fail because you gave me the keyboard, but when the level is already started.
I can't. You just gotta get thrown in there. These Medusa heads, the best way to deal with them, they keep floating up and just walk past them. Yeah, just don't even attack them. Like,
come on, that one was.
You can duck.
How? But pressing down.
Yeah.
You don't tell me this stuff, dude. You gotta tell me this stuff. I've never played this game before.
It's hard.
You're setting me up for failure here.
No.
Oh, well, I thought one killed him.
No. You gotta get the whip upgrade before you can start attacking.
Oh, well, so you didn't tell me that either.
Well, I mean, it takes more hits. So you gotta keep blowing up the torches with your whip. Oh, crap. This is gonna be rough. No, you gotta keep trying. You gotta get some experience here. I'll give you some more turns.
All right.
I think it's
maybe
a, it's a game over, but it should just give you a. Let's reset it here. This will be good for you. This is going to be a good learning experience. All right, we're gonna start over at the beginning, and you're gonna get this down. All
right, that's
press the enter key.
That's funny. That's funny. I don't think I am gonna get this down.
No, you'll get it. Oh, whoops. Pause it. All right, you're good. Very beginning of the game.
Very beginning of the game.
You're a kid, just got a Nintendo for Christmas, and this is your first game. It's your first experience. Look at you go. There you go. He's picking it up. He's starting to hit all the torches now. Getting the hearts.
Well, you didn't tell me I was supposed to hit the torches. I wasn't paying attention very well when you were playing.
You got to pay attention. Hey, lecture, man. This is real life. I'm so proud of how good he's doing right now. He's killing the zombies. Oh, this part's gonna. Oh, okay, that works. That works.
I didn't even see that thing.
You don't even have some of these stairs. You know. Oh, careful. Yep,
I didn't see that thing either. Oh, okay. Oh shoot, my bad.
Sorry, you don't.
I forgot to press down.
There's no stairs there anyway.
Go up, thank you. Oh, I didn't. Yeah,
there's a real narrow window. This game likes to really screw you over. He's trying to jump up. Oh, careful. You're good.
Oh, I hit shift. I have hit shift.
That's all right. Accident. Keep going.
Hit shift.
He just gave up on it. You tried to hit that torch in the air. He just like screw it.
Yep, pretty much.
He tried. You can whip in midair, by the way. Just so you know.
Supposed to do that? What am I supposed to do here?
You can go down.
I'm like blockaded.
You can go. There's stairs out to your left. Oh, nice jump.
Yeah, I can't pull off the magic tricks like you.
They're not magic. Okay. Oh, Merman.
The heck is this? Merman's. Can they jump?
Oh,
yes.
No.
Oh, you can't touch me. I'm the gingerbread man.
You got a rock. You got a duck. There you
don't
go.
Don't push me because I'm close to the edge.
That was scary. I can't believe you dodged that fireball. You didn't even see that coming either.
It's my cat-like reflexes.
There you, yeah. Perfect.
Go down.
You can just jump over it. No fall damage.
Give me them hearts.
Make sure you blow that torch up.
What torch?
This one that's in the air, yeah. Careful, you don't want to stay stagnant on the stairs. Hurry up. It's going to... Oh, phew. Okay, you're good. Now press up.
You're getting more worried than I am.
Dude, I'm stressed. The drops on the map disappear quickly.
Okay.
So hold up and attack.
Oh, I'm sorry. I keep pressing shift instead of up.
If you press up and attack at the same time. No. Don't jump.
I'm trying not. All right, it's okay. Oh. I'm pressing up and attack. I think at least I thought I was.
Up and attack. Hold it down.
I am.
Hold it.
I am holding it.
A
thing.
Hold the arrow key down.
What arrow key?
No, this is the arrow key. Hold up.
I'm gonna die.
No, no, no.
Because I don't know what I'm doing. You didn't tell me how to do it.
I was trying. Okay. No, no. Keep going. You're gonna beat this boss. All right. So you want to hold down up on the arrow key there on your right hand.
Yeah.
And then you want to press the attack key,
which is A.
Right. So
I was doing that.
I don't think you were trying.
Yeah, no, I was. I was. I was definitely holding that down.
Before you initiate the boss fight, when you get this axe.
I think I know what button I was pressing.
I hope so. There's no reason it shouldn't have worked. It worked for me.
Oh, son of a gun.
No, it gets you down quicker, actually. Don't forget the heart, the candle. You need that candle. It's got the axe in it.
I know, the one on the stairs. That's why I said son
jump.
Of a gun.
No, you can jump and attack midair, and you can get it. Yeah, just time your attack a little bit earlier. There you go. Hurry! It's going to drop. Okay, there you go. All right, now press up and attack.
Okay.
There you go. Do it again. Make sure you can do it twice in a row. There. Get hearts, because you only have 9. Don't use that heart to... Don't use it. It costs a heart to throw it. There you go.
Come on down, motherfucker.
Get. Oh crap! You only got time. Don't worry.
Come on.
You're good. You can take it. You can
just
take
stay
it.
Stay there and just die.
Yeah, grab the orb. There you go. Whew. We're improving. We got past the bat.
So mean.
It's weird. It's been so long since I played this game for the first time, like years. So it's really funny to see someone else play it for the first time.
Can I kill that guy?
Yeah, you can kill him. You just gotta. Some guys take more than one hit. Yeah.
Don't touch me.
So. And when you hit him, you kind of stun him for a second.
Hey, it's that one guy that was ordered to just walk in.
This guy's just in this narrow little hole.
There we go. Oh, son of a gun.
Oh, you got a...
Oh, what is that?
That's a double shot. So that means you can throw two axes at once, like two axes on screen at once. Or two sub-weapons at once.
I don't even know what that means, but all right.
This is your sub-weapon, and now you can throw two.
Oh, I still have that thing?
Yeah. It carries over until you die.
Nope.
Oh, my goodness.
I knew I was going to do
For
that,
too. For someone who's playing a lot of Mario, you are not getting the jumping down well.
I don't play it on a keyboard, though. I play it on a controller.
Get this. It's got a cross in it. I've memorized like what some of the torches have in it. That's how much I played this game.
I don't have that thing anymore, do I?
Jump and attack.
I'm not good at this, son.
It's all right. You'll get better. You'll figure it out.
There we go.
Oh.
New moves.
No, don't go up. You just kill him first.
Nah.
You're going to need all the help you can get at this point, Chief.
Why kill when you can flee?
Watch out. Dude, you gotta look ahead of you. You got to stay ahead of the puck. You can throw your sub-weapon here.
Nah, it's all right.
No, you can't reach it. Get the torches so you can get the axe upgrade.
Can't reach him, huh? I just did reach him.
Well, he's going to respawn if you go too far off the edge.
I didn't think I was going to jump that far. You're playing. I played last like four lives.
All right. Just take some notes here.
Take some notes, yeah, because I brought my key. I brought my
I hope my so. I hope you were ready for a tutoring session here. All right. We're going to make sure we get some hearts here. We got no lives, but... All right. And we're going to look ahead. Bats here. All right. That's how you take care of that part. Slow and steady.
Well, I'm not the tortoise, I'm the hare.
Let these guys will come to you. Boom. Drops a whip upgrade. There we go.
Yeah, I don't even see those things up there.
You just gotta pay. Yeah, it's when I first played this game. Oh, crap.
Now look who's almost dying on platform.
I have that one. Oh, crap.
This part sucks.
It's not too bad. It's hard. It's like these Medusa heads are a pain to deal with when you first play, like the first time you look at them. But then you just kind of realize, oh, you can just kind of walk past them.
Skills that kill. Ethan Cowgill represent.
Well, I can't even beat. Oh.
Oh, now look who's dying.
All right, let's try something else here. I've played enough Castlevania. Look at some other games. You know what? Well, let's go with the classic. Let's just go with Mario.
No, even on a keyboard, I'm probably gonna lose.
Let's
this
see
game.
How well we can do. This is the game we actually know how to play. Now, let's see how well we can do on a keyboard here. Mario, which is, I can't remember like the last Mario game that I played. I like how there's like a bunch of different ROM hacks on here. Evil Super Mario Brothers 3. I want to see what
this. Let's play this. We gotta play this one. This one looks fun.
It's just what is going on here?
Yeah, no volume.
No music.
There it is.
All right. Super Mario Brothers 3. Evil Super Mario Brothers 3 is what this is.
It's probably just the same concept, except someone thinking Mario's evil for killing all these helpless creatures.
Oh, there we go. There's some stuff going on here.
Get yourself a mushroom, kid.
I'm trying.
Well, what's the controls?
Same thing, S and A. One, I forget which one to jump.
I guess I'll find out the hard way.
The Mario Prodigy.
All right, so what? Okay, I was like, what'd you press to? Okay.
Make sure you hit it from the left side. I always screw up that and I always get hit it from the right side and it goes.
Oh, shit.
What was I going to say, dude? You can't jump. You know you can't jump on those.
No, I know. I was trying to jump over it.
Oh. This is so funny to watch. I didn't realize this was going to be so difficult to play on a keyboard.
I swear if I can't get past this thing, I'm gonna be yeah, so
you can't
mad.
Get the first Piranha Plant. I'm revoking your Nintendo. All your Nintendo privileges. Koopa Troopa. Careful. There's some Goombas up ahead.
No!
You got greedy for the mushroom.
I got greedy for the mushroom, man. Absolutely.
It happens. It happens. All right. We're going to get past this first stage.
I hope so.
I really...
Good Lord.
I spent too much of my life.
It's that one.
Did I hit it from the... Okay. There we go. What's up, Piranha? Ah, confuse the jumps.
All right, second mushroom.
We got a mushroom. All right, we got some room for error here because we're gonna need it.
Halfway through the level.
Oh, I'm trying to figure out what's different about this.
There's nothing different about it. I don't think there's anything different about it. You know the little trick that if you run like really fast and you're on the P, like if it's blinking and you hit the thing, like you're almost 100% guaranteed to get a star.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I always wondered if there was a trick to that. This is...
What?
Yeah, no. If you, you can do, there we go. Oh, fuck. I got a little slippery there. A little slippery. Could be a little butt slide.
Old butt slide.
Planned.
Bowser's such a dictator. He makes all of his friends sacrifice themselves just by walking in front of Mario. Who gets pleasure out of stomping him?
Mario's just not a nice guy, really.
No, he's not, dude.
Oh, that wasn't what
I wanted.
That's
a really short level.
Have you ever played Cat Mario before?
I don't think so.
Screw this. We gotta play Cat Mario.
Cat Mario.
We're gonna close the show out with some Cat Mario. This is... This is like a take on Mario, but with a few twists. All right.
It's always easy to read those directions when they're in Chinese.
I think we should be able to just.
What's the?
There you go.
What's the button?
I don't know. I think I might try. It should be the arrow keys to move.
I think it's just the arrow keys.
And then you just have a jump.
Holy moly,
yeah,
you
yeah.
jump
it's,
far.
It's floaty. It's
Good
floaty.
Good Lord, man.
Yeah.
Is that an enemy?
What?
That I just hit out of the box thing. Oh, smack.
Yep.
I was not expecting that to happen.
I've played this a lot. It's funny. So it looks just like a bootleg Mario. The cat instead of
the heck out of here at that crap. What's over here? I'm almost like nervous to find out. What?
Yeah, it's just a bunch of trap. Like, this is like what the whole game is. It's a bunch of stuff like this. It kind of subverts your expectations about Mario by just putting in like all these random traps that you wouldn't expect.
I don't even want to do this. I don't even want to do this. Oh, that is so mean. That is ridiculous. This is the stupidest game I've ever played. There's no way of winning.
I think there is. I'm not sure. I don't remember how far I got when I played this.
Bunch of traps. You did the same thing again. Yeah, game over.
All right, let me try this once to see how far I can get.
Okay.
You don't die. Like you don't lose. There's checkpoints eventually.
Yeah, it's just the arrow keys.
Oh crap! Simple enough.
Wow.
The game is brutal, man. Boxes appearing out of nowhere. You got to take it easy. Whoa, he's not even standing on anything.
I want to see somebody speed run this game.
You know what? I bet you someone has. Got to make sure you jump here. That's going to fall.
What? Wait, so does that mushroom even matter?
You'll die if you eat it.
Oh, okay.
It's a poison mushroom. Okay. Yeah, that's exactly mushrooms in this game. They're not fun. I always think someone's going to pop out of there.
Cat Mario. That doesn't even look like a cat.
It's really crude.
You're going to die by a mushroom.
I'm going to let it drop. Is it going to fall?
Yep, it's going to fall.
I was trying to get it to fall. There's no way.
Right on your head.
There's no way it should not have fallen.
-5 lives, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what I love about this game, is that it doesn't record your... That's your score, is how many deaths it takes you to get through it.
I thought you were about to do what I did and hit the block there.
I guess it falls faster. Oh, crap.
Can he get to the checkpoint without dying?
Dear God. The floor just falls on you.
Somebody call a carpenter.
That was funny. I saved it, though. I remember this part. You got to be careful. What is the next BS thing that's going to happen here?
I wouldn't stay there for too long if I was you.
I don't want to. I do it. Here, you try again.
From the checkpoint. Oh, dang it.
It's hard. It's at least the other dude fell. Falling floors.
I'm going to die. This game is ridiculous, dude. It's like impossible to control your jumps on this game, too.
It's so floaty.
Oh, my God. No, don't do this to me. Don't do this to me. No.
Oh, you fell. Yep.
I have to die. I have to kill myself. That's some BS right there. That's ridiculous. I'm just gonna like jump as far as I can every time.
There you go. I remembered that one specifically, so I remember. I knew.
Wow.
Cloud enemies.
Wow. That's ridiculous.
I think we're gonna call it here.
Yeah.
Let's take
the
a break.
The game is impossible.
It's not a fair game.
No, it's not.
I like regular Mario better.
So do I.
much not as crudely drawn as.
I was gonna say, if you enjoy crude humor games, and this one's
and
this one's it for
drawn
you.
Drawn characters, yeah. And
it's like the robot chicken of gaming.
Well, so we looked at Castlevania, we looked at Cat Mario. Next week we'll probably look at some. We'll obviously look at more. We'll see what's going on. Get a better setup here in the studio for it. So, thank you for joining us on Video Game Play-by-Play this week. Check back next week for more. And I think that's going to do it. Anything you want to add, Andrew?
Yeah, I'll be sure to try and freshen up my keyboard skills.
Exactly. Get your keyboard skills ready. They're very important. Typing is very important.